Huddled on the fourth floor of the Capitol, a small knot of advocates watched Scott's speech on large-screen TVs, some of them shaking their heads. Veteran Social Services advocate Karen Woodall said Scott's call for another $618 million in tax breaks couldn't be more misguided.
We continue to rank in the bottom quartile of virtually every need in the state. Education, health care, social services, child welfare. Our prison system is in a shambles.
26-year-old Florida State University grad student Haley Gentile says Republican proposals to restrict abortion put them at odds with most Floridians. Gentile says she'll fight them every step of the way.
Me and many other folks who mobilize around issues of reproductive health care very strongly believe that every person's decision surrounding abortion is a personal decision.
Florida Immigrant Coalition Executive Director Francesca Menez is tracking 9 bills that would restrict immigrant rights. She says the anti-immigrant climate and Scott's close ties to President Donald Trump are sparking a backlash.
People have awoken themselves after the election of the 45th, and they're not sitting quietly and idly by as things impact their communities. They're like, we're going to take a stance, we're going to run for office, all of the things we've been wanting people to do for years.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.